The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
If you're the kind of person who likes to have total control over every aspect of your life, like I do, boy, do I have a product for you. It's customized to you. It displays your photos. It keeps track of your calendars, your preferred news, your local weather, even your commute traffic to work. All while you are getting ready and looking in the mirror in the morning. It makes it so easy to get organized so you won't miss a thing. It is designed for early adopters and innovators only. Those who see what everyone else has seen, but think what no one else has thought. Is this you? Check this out. Introducing Smart Eye Mirror. It's not just a smart mirror, it's a smart lifestyle.
Go check it out at bestmorningroutineever.com and go into the dress up tab, and there you'll see all things Smart Eye Mirror to give you more information. And I will be excited and elated to customize it to you and your liking and your lifestyle.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever. I am your host, Dr. Lou Need, and today I have an honor to introduce a very special man with over 30 years of experience, Howard Semble. He is a life fulfillment catalyst, founder and director of the Life Crafting Program. He guides others to clarify their life purpose, unique genius, then craft an ideal business where they make money doing what they love. Precisely what we need is we're focusing on finding our purpose, but sometimes we don't know how to find the business that is in alignment with who we are, because we have to live with it and love what we do. And so he is coming on here to tell us more about how to navigate that realm. But also, we should know he's an award-winning author of The Craft Your Genius Life and a master astrologer, again, with over 30 years under his belt. So it is an honor to bring the man here himself. Howard, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, I'm delighted. Thank you so much for the time. I'm looking forward to talk about, you know, I love astrology and I love your work around aligning the individual to their core values, to finding their purpose, because that's a big piece of our podcast as the entrepreneurs we serve here. So before we dive into all that, tell us a little bit about your journey so far, thus far here.
Oh, I'd love to. I started out many years ago as a mathematician. I got my bachelor's and master's in pure mathematics. I was headed towards my PhD, and I was originally going to be a college professor, you know, the typical kind of routine. But the universe had a different plan for me.
Yeah.
I got diverted during the time of my oral exams. And I got diverted into studying astrology because I was very fascinated with the universe. And I realized I had no real clue about how the universe works. So I started to study astrology at this unique school in New York. It was actually in Eastern Long Island at the time. And it opened my mind to, you know, metaphysics, Jungian psychology, and a very deep psycho-spiritual model for astrology, which people don't even believe me when I tell them that it existed back then. Anyway, that was the opening, I guess you could say, the break in the cosmic egg, the opening for me to start this path of growth. And because I am a very practical Taurus, and I always want to help people, you know, I want to help people manifest their concrete results in life, but also doing it with passion, with love, with fulfillment. So I devoted myself to bringing those worlds together, the world of fulfillment and creativity and enjoyment with the world of money and success and impact in the world.
I love that approach because not a lot of people are tapping into that, because you'll find a lot of skepticism, right? A lot of people that says they don't believe in that, or astrology, horoscope, don't believe in that. But there's nothing new under the sun, right? If you're born in a certain time of the month, there's certain traits and characteristics that you take on. And that can actually, if you take the time to study it, help you propel, because then you know your skills, you know your talent, you know what you're good at. And it kind of gives you a leverage, per se. What do you say to those skeptics?
I was just going to make a comment on that. When people ask me, do you believe in astrology? My response is, do you believe in refrigerators? So, of course, people will say, well, no, I don't believe in refrigerators. I just use them because they keep my food cold. Well, yeah. Astrology is a tool. It's an absolute tool. If your tool doesn't work for you, well, just go off and do something else. It doesn't really matter. But if you open yourself enough to experience the depth and the accuracy of astrology with a high-level master astrologer who knows his craft and knows how to work with you personally to make it on target, relevant to you, your mind will be blown. I promise you, your mind will be blown. And any doubts you ever had will be shattered, because the universe does have an order. It does have a precision and an order to it, even though it's not an exact equation. There's lots of areas, where amorphous and creative and intuitive dimensions first to discover. But there's also an aspect which is very precise, very exact, very precise.
But you're a mathematician. So is that correlated? Background?
It's correlated in the sense that I have a part of me that's very analytical, that's very detailed and very analytical. But then there's another part of me that's very right brain, very intuitive right brain. Mm-hmm. Over the course of years, I've developed, you could say, the right brain so much more. But of course, I've never lost that ability to be analytical. And when you are a very strong, both right brain, left brain, you go bing, 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 back and forth. And then you're able to process things really fast, really, really fast.
Yeah, that's great. How do you like with helping clients and individuals get in alignment? How do you use that to help them?
The first thing, like I was saying to you before as we were chatting, the first thing is to take care of what I call survival energy. You don't want to begin this journey with people who are struggling with paying their bills or dealing with the basics in life. So people need to have some vehicle in their life that's taking care of their basic needs so that they can relax and be free of that anxiety, whether it's a business venture, part-time, freelance work, actual employment, whatever that is. We call it the taxi job, and we need to have that. Once that's in place, then we're ready to craft the career playground. We call it the career playground because it's career professional, and yet it's a playground because it allows your inner child and your joy and your passion to express itself. How do you create the alignment? You create the alignment through a means of discovery and exploration. It's guided, it's specific guided discovery and exploration through a series of exercises, processes that we've developed over decades. And it's this journey towards the center of you. In other words, you just keep learning more and more and more. I'll give you a metaphor that I often use that people love. Imagine you have a pot of soup on the stove and it's on slow simmer, and you're adding to the soup everything that has any meaning to you, anything you love, you care about, your values, everything. You add it to the soup and you keep stirring it, and everything is blending together, okay? So now we fast forward to dinner time and your guests arrive and they're all sitting around the table and you serve your soup and they're all eager, to see what this great soup is. And they're astonished. They have all this look on their face that it's completely amazing. But then one woman mutters very slightly, but it doesn't taste like any of the ingredients that you put in it. And in that moment, there's a moment of elimination when you realize that you actually created something new that has never existed before. And why is that? Because of the principle of synergy, S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y, synergy, the magic of combining things together so they produce something new that can never be predicted by adding up the pieces one by one, okay? Mm-hmm. So each of us is a unique spiritual divine being with our own unique vibration, our own unique energy, our own unique creativity. And if you allow yourself to clarify and discover all the parts of you that are important to you and you put them together creatively, magic happens every single time. And that's life crafting. Life crafting is this process, this journey of discovery, but you validate it. It's not something that I tell you or someone tells you. It's something you discover on your own through the process in the program. And when you get to that point, you get to that awareness of that deepest truth inside you, it is deeply moving. It will bring tears to your eyes because you will access the divine inside of you. You will access how spirit is manifesting itself through you in the world to create something important and valuable, okay? That's the journey. That's the process. But until you get to that, it's just a lot of intellectual, chatter.
Yeah.
Chatter. So there's a need to go deep.
And going deep, that can actually help you find your purpose or that business that you want to start.
Well, once we have someone who's clarified their purpose, the process of launching the business is fairly simple. And the way that it works is we simply ask the question, how can you do what you love and help other people at the same time? There's always an answer to that question because spirit or God does not just create, magic without there being a value to others, because it's always about, service, contribution, empowerment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once you understand the value that's intrinsic to your passion, because each passion has a value, has an impact, then we use marketing, we use simple marketing techniques, and we drill down, say, well, what is that target audience, that target population that can gain the greatest value from your gifts? Okay. And once we have the answer to that question, then you are basically ready to launch your business.
Yeah, that is so true. And I can see a lot of people going through midlife crises. Okay. They did the 9-to-5, they work. And you were talking about earlier about why people go into business, why people start their business. You talked about the life freedom. So elaborate on that a little bit.
They go into business because they want freedom, they want independence, and they want to not have an income ceiling, to go beyond. And because corporate jobs, by and large, are usually very stifling. They're not supportive of creativity. They support people in just being little automatons, following the rules and making more and more millions and millions for the business, but they don't nurture the spirit. They don't nurture the being. So at some point in the growth process of individuals, they reach a point either of burnout or just a clear realization that I am now ready to live an authentic life, a true life for me, not just be a little worker bee that just fills in. And so when that moment of awakening happens and they're really ready for this next stage in the revolution, that's when I ideally like to interface with people at that point, because that's when I can help them the most in this process. And that actually brings me to one of my gifts that I want to offer your audience. It's something called the Life Fulfillment Roadmap. It's an ebook, it's about 40, 50 page ebook that breaks down the entire journey that we've been discussing here, but it breaks it down into chapters and steps and explains, each step so that there takes all the mystery and confusion out of each step, and you know what that step is, mm-hmm. and you're able to see the big picture. Plus, I use stories because stories are very, you know, compelling, and I tell stories in each chapter, you know, of the people that, examples of people I've worked with to demonstrate how that particular chapter and how the particular part works. So it's literally absolutely a roadmap. And yeah. I'm offering that today. Anybody in your audience can
absolutely
with the link that I sent you.
Yes, absolutely. So tell us, I can imagine with the finding your purpose and honing in, finding your business and getting that clarity,
yes.
there has to be some habits and disciplines put in place. So tell us about your habits, your morning routine. How do you get up, dress up, and show up?
Yeah, as far as habits and patterns in the morning, as you say, are extremely important. I would say getting into patterns of routines and rituals that are self-nurturing, that like journal writing, for example, is a beautiful, beautiful ritual. Getting to focus on what is important to you in your day, get clear on your priorities, have a support system in your life where people around you, you can make promises to your support team of what you're going to get done.
Yeah.
They hold you to your promises. And then if you need to renegotiate a promise, for example, on occasion, you can do that by renegotiating the promise, but you learn something in that. So everything that happens, there's a learning involved. Okay. And but you stay on track with your purpose, with your promises, you stay productive, you get feedback, both on an emotional level, on a practical level, on a financial level. So that's what the support system, we're very, very big in life crafting on having a support system, having a system of promises that you keep or renegotiate. We call it the promise game.
Yeah.
It's an actual game that's super fun to play, but it keeps you going boom, 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 step by step.
What do you do in the morning yourself?
Well, I have my meditation, plus I have a method with what I call astro dice. These are these three little astrological dice, and I get guidance from them. I ask questions every morning, you know, about the day, about what to focus on, what's important. So I reflect on that. I do my journal writing, you know, my ritual. Everybody has their own unique ritual, but those things are really powerful for me, and they set me, you know, on track. So I know where I'm focusing. But, you know, I'm in a position in life, Luna, that is very, I guess you could say people are envious because because of my cryptocurrency investments and such, I don't really even need to do a business. I do it out of love. I do it out of this, again, desire for service. And because I get so much satisfaction from seeing people, the light bulbs go on and the breakthroughs happen. But I don't do it out of need. I'm beyond that point. So I'm blessed in that regard. If any of your audience is interested in learning about my cryptocurrency programs, I'm going to be doing a big event February the 1st, but they have to get in touch with me really quick to learn about that. They can email me howard@lifecraftingprogram.com, and I'll be happy to plug them into the right page to get to where they will really need to go. And the other one other thing I want to mention, because we're short on time, is my book, my award-winning book, Craft Your Genius Life. You mentioned that. I'm also giving that book away for free to people in your audience. If they sign up on a page, they will get a PDF downloadable version of my book. And that's also an option. And there is a link. I gave you a link for that as well.
Sure. Thank you so much. Yeah, that will do. We'll post those on for the audience. I really appreciate your time today. We're short on time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think we covered an amazing amount of ground in a short time. So that's pretty good.
All right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.